Hello?
Hi, is this Jimmy?
Yes.
Hi, Jimmy. This is Nicole, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Oh, I'm good.
Good. I just left you a message on your other line, but you had requested a call back around this time for some financing for your business.
Right.
Is this still a good time for you?
Yes. I'm not at home right now, but I may should answer the question you need asked.
Okay. So, I'm not showing a business name, but what is the name of your business?
It's just going to be Watts and Son.
Watts and Son, okay.
I mean, that's what it will be, but I haven't, you know.
Do you have a business currently, or?
Yes, I have my truck.
You have trucks now?
My 18-wheeler.
Okay.
Yeah, I have it.
And how long have you been running the business?
Well, I started buying the trucks in 05, so I guess you could say from 05 up until now.
In 05, okay. And are you, you do trucking? Is it long haul, local? What do you do exactly?
Well, right now I'm trying to start back to doing local instead of long haul. I was doing long haul.
Okay.
But now I want to start back just pulling short hauls like logs and different things.
Okay. And were you looking for capital, or are you going to buy another truck?
Well, I'm thinking about it after I get this one and see how everything's going to work out, then I'll probably try and buy another one.
Okay.
Me and my son are going to go together.
Okay, so you're looking to buy a vehicle.
Yes, I'm looking to buy one, but I'm looking to help get my business started back again. Mm-hmm. Trying to help get it back started again, and just gonna try one truck first, and then I mean I want to put it back up to standard where I won't have no problem with it, and then I want to go from there.
So, have you been working in the past few months, or what's been going on?
Well, I haven't been working the truck in the last few months, but I mean, I've been working. I'm still driving, but I just wasn't driving my truck.
Okay, were you working for somebody else, or?
Oh, yes, I was driving for someone, yes.
Okay, so currently you drive for somebody else?
Right.
Okay. So you do not work for yourself right now?
No, not right now.
Okay. And when are you looking to get this vehicle?
Oh, well, we're looking around. We're trying to see if we can see how everything's going to work out, and then we're going to look at more vehicles. But like I said, I have one.
Mhm. You own one now?
Yes.
Okay. And is that a sleeper?
Yes, it's a sleeper.
Okay. And the one you're getting, what kind would that be? Is that a sleeper as well, or you said it's going to be for local hauling, so
yeah.
Is it not a sleeper?
We haven't looked at a couple of them, but we haven't really made up a mind which one we're going to get yet. But one of them is a sleeper, and one of them is a non-sleeper, a day cab.
Okay. Okay. And is there a price range you're looking at?
Well, we haven't really just narrowed it down yet.
Yeah.
Me and my son be looking at him on the weekend when he be home.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's getting his CDLs now, and then we wants to get it going as soon as possible. You know, we'll both of us will be working together. So that's what we kind of going back with instead of me being by myself.
Okay. Do you know, I mean, would it be around $30,000, $50,000? Do you have any idea what it may cost?
Well, we had looked at a couple around between the $25,000 and $30,000 range, you know, but we're not trying to get too big at once, you know. We just want to start out right and
want to get the
best deal for the
best
price possible, you know.
Okay. And how is your personal credit?
All right, now it's probably kind of tossed a little bit, but I mean, it's not doing so bad, but it's probably kind of tossed up in there for right now.
It's where? I'm sorry.
It's not bad, but it's not, you know, I'm not in the top 10s right now.
Yeah. Okay. You think it's just kind of average, maybe?
Repeat that again.
You think it's maybe average? Not bad, not excellent, just kind of in the middle?
Yeah. Somewhere.
And then would your son be also going on the loan, or is it just you?
No, it's just me on the loan.
Okay. What is your time frame for getting the vehicle? Do you have a time frame?
Well, we was kind of looking at by at least October, you know, somewhere along in there, if possible.
So nothing immediate?
No, it don't have to be a big risk. We just checking into stuff.
Okay, perfect. So what we can do is it would be considered a startup business because, you know, you're working for somebody now and you are looking to start your own business. So we can usually finance, I'm going to say it's going to be around $35,000, depending on how the credit looks. But you probably won't get approved for the sleeper. It probably would have to be a day cab.
Okay.
Because usually if we approve sleepers, we want you to have at least two already. So I think that you would have better opportunity of getting approved if you got the day cab.
Yeah. But like I said, I have one sleeper, you know, so.
Right.
The day cab, it may well work better in the woods anyway, you know. Pulling off wheels or whatever we're trying to do, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's kind of what we're looking at. I'm thinking probably not over $35,000. It will come down to, you know, we'll look at the credit and how that looks. And then we can issue an approval between 2 to 5 years for you, monthly payment. So that's pretty much how it would work. What I can do is email you a one-page application, and then when it, you know, gets closer to that time, we can issue an approval, which usually only takes a day. Okay. But at least that's a good way for us to start. I can send you the application.
Okay. Then.
Okay. And I have I have your email. I have jimmywatts24@gmail.com.
That's probably my son's, but yeah, it's just as good.
Okay. Perfect. And then if you have any questions, my contact info will be on the email.
So I'll repeat that now.
Oh, if you have any questions, my contact info will be in the email. It's my phone number, my email address, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
While we're doing that, what if I waited on a vehicle and just started running my vehicle again, would the loan kind of fall under that proposition too?
If what happened, I'm sorry.
So why not?
Can you repeat that?
I said like the truck I have and the loan that I'm putting in for, in other words, what I'm saying, if I got enough and we found something else, could I use part of that to help restart my business up that I already had, like with the truck I have now?
You can do it you would have to do it under the new business you're trying to start. It has to be under that business name, because if you're working for someone else, I don't think that would work. It needs to be your business.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, you know, I'm not running the truck right now anyway. But I want to get it back road ready, you know. I got no major problem with it, but I got little minors, you know, that I would like to have fixed up before I even try to put it back on the road to be completely legal.
Okay, I'm sorry. So what did you need for that truck?
Oh, I need some minor work to get to it. Like, I got a little oil leak, but we talked with the guy, and we have a price range on about what we can get it fixed for and buy the parts and everything, you know. So, get it back up and right, it'll probably be out of $1,500 to $2,000, you know, just to get it completely right.
Oh, you needed cash?
Whatever, you know, just, you know, in other words, getting the business started back up.
We do provide cash, but because you're working for someone else right now,
mm-hmm.
I cannot provide that type of loan. We would need you, your business, to be up and running, you know, at least 4 months before we could issue cash to the business.
Uh-huh.
So I wouldn't be able to give you cash, but I can probably help you out with the truck that you want to get.
Okay. Well, yeah. we'll go with this.
Okay. Perfect. Well, I'll send this over to you, and then let me know if you have any questions. If I don't hear back, I'll give you a call in a couple weeks.
Okay.
Okay. Did you have any other questions?
Well, no. I'm just going over, you know, soaking stuff in. So by the time I call back or send the application back or whatever, then him and I will be done talk some more, and then we'll know exactly what we're up against and what we're trying to do.
Okay. Perfect. That sounds great.
Okay, then.
Okay. Thank you, Jimmy.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.